They say it's, what is it, the 13th of October, 1972, Paul Cummings talked to Robert Ryman in his studio house. You live up here too, right?
No.
No, just studio on Greenwich Street.
Yeah.
Are you living then in Bowery, or have you given
are
that
we,
up?
Well,
let's just do the background business. You were born in Nashville, right, 1930. Did you grow up there? And
yeah, I went to school there. I was in, I began college there until 1950. Then I went to, then it was the Korean War. Then that interrupted the college.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was, you know, the army for 2 years until 52, and then I came directly to New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Nashville for a little bit. What, do you have brothers and sisters there, or family, or?
Yeah, I have a brother. He's a terrific person. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
He has three kids, and you know, a car and a house, and somewhat different than I, you know, my situation. His name is John. He has a few early paintings of mine, actually. Some of which were kind of student paintings, but a couple of, that he has is, you know, are very good paintings.
Mm. Well, were you interested in art before? Because you didn't start painting until, what, 54?
Did
you paint it or drawn or anything before?
No, I was a jazz musician. I originally came to New York for that reason. Because I played music in the army, and then I played, and so I came to New York because this is where the music was. Then when I arrived here, for the first time I saw museums and galleries, and I saw paintings, and I became interested in it. It excited me, and I decided around 54 that was really what I wanted to do.
What got you going to galleries and museums? Was that the person, or just one of the things you did in New York?
No person. It was just that I knew they were here, and I went everywhere. You know, I went on top of the Empire State Building. I went to
everything.
Staten Island Ferry. You know, I mean, everything that was available.
Yeah.
Because Times Square, I spent a lot of time, you know, just looking, looking and kind of feeling the city. You know, which you see, I'd never seen anything. You know. With the energy that the city had, and it excited me, and I went to museums, as I say, just everywhere, and taking in everything that I could.
And it changed your interest from the music, or was there a competition for a while? Or?
Yeah, no, it was, I was, well, as competition, there wasn't really any competition. There were, at first, when I decided to make this change, there was a little emotional how should you put it? the emotional upset, I guess. Because I'd put so much time into the music, and you know, I'd been studying it, and I'd been playing it, and I was very involved with the music world, and not only jazz, but you know, I would go to the concerts at Juilliard, and other places. So there was a little emotional thing about just giving it all up for a painting.
Well, when did you?